Baba Basra, Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, page 72, side 8. So the Gemara asks on the answer, on this answer of that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, Umi Motzis Matla. Can you then possibly interpret L'Rabbi Shimon Ki Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, and he holds that one who is Magdish, one who sanctifies, is Ba'in Yofa Magdish, is sanctifying with a good eye. But did we not learn in a Braise, Higdish Loisha Ilonis, one who consecrated three trees that were planted in such a way that it was fit for their nurturing? In other words, that the trees are distant one from another in the measure Mimata Asura Lebeis saw, from planting 10 in a base saw. In other words, it had such a shiur of distance, a measure of distance, that when you plant 10 trees in a piece of land, that grows a base saw, which is 50 amma by 50 amma. So then, these three trees are considered to be a field for trees. And therefore, Higdish es hakarka. So he already together with these trees, he also consecrated, he was Magdish, the property which is necessary for their nourishment. The esho ilonis, and also the small trees, shebeneim, that are between them. Lefikoch, and therefore, since he was sanctified together with them, these other the karka, so kishuhu paide, when he redeems them from the hegdish, he does not have to redeem the trees from their value, but rather paide bezera choymer soirim, he can just redeem the property according to the measure and the amount that the Torah decreed in Vayikra Perek of Zayin, Posik to Zayin. Over there we say, Beis Zera Choymer Se'irim, that property in the size that it's fit to sow a Kur Se'irim, a Choymer Se'irim, is Bachamishim Shekel Kesef, for 50 silver shekel. And included in the property, also the trees that are planted in that piece of property. So this is because they were planted in a space that is enough of a shear. But if the trees were planted that they were next to each other, and the distance between them is pachos mikan, less than this, in other words, they are planted in such a way that 10 trees would take up less than a beisah. Oy yaser al kain, or they were distant, in other words, that they were planted in such a way that 10 trees and the distance that these three are, that these three are now, they would take up more than a beisah. Oy shehigdishon, or he makes them hegdesh, he consecrates them bezachar zeh, one after the other. In all of these ways, this is not considered to be a zdei ha'ilon, that he sanctified a field of trees, and therefore, hareze lo higdish, so then he did not sanctify together with them, lo hakarka, not the ground, not the earth, the lo yeso ilonis, and not the small trees, sheminim, that's in between them, and the fikoch. And therefore, since the trees were sanctified without karka, without the earth, kishuhu poide, when he redeems from the hegdash, poide soilonis bishov yehen, he has to redeem the trees for their value, the values of the trees. Not only that, says the Braise of Eloi Oid, not just this alone, that if he consecrated only three trees, one after the others, and he wasn't Magdish, and he didn't consecrate the property, afterwards that he redeems the trees and their value, Ela filu higdish esay lonis. But even in a situation where he did sanctify the trees one after the other, v'chazar v'higdish esakarka, and then he goes back and is also magdish the property, the ground, the earth, of their nourishment. So also in this situation, it's not sufficient just to redeem the karka, just to redeem the ground by the shear that the Torah has determined, as mentioned before, but rather kishu poide, when he redeems them, poide es ha ilonis bishav yehen, you redeem the trees and their value, the choizer u poide, and then you have to go back and redeem the earth and the area of the earth separately, according to the calculation of a bezera chaymer soirim b'chamishim shekel kesef, the amount of a zera chaymer of barley for the value of 60 silver kesefs. So now the Gemara says, money. Who is the opinion of this braisa that if he did not sanctify three trees together, he would redeem the trees for their value? And it is mashma that even the place of the trees were not sanctified with them, but rather it was done by ayin ra, with a bad eye. He was magdish the trees without any property at all. So the Gemara says, "E Rabbi Akiva, if this goes according to Rabbi Akiva, we can't say so. Why? Because Ha'amar Meicher Ba'in Yava Meicher. Rabbi Akiva specifically holds that one who sells with a good eye, and according to his view of the view of Rabbi Akiva, one who buys two trees has already property. V'chol Shekei Magdish. So certainly one who makes things Hegdish, that definitely he does it with a good eye. So it turns out that according to the view of Rabbi Akiva, one who would sanctify two trees or three, one after the other, he did sanctify also the place of the tree. And he should not have to redeem the trees by their value, but just the earth alone, and the trees should be redeemed through the karka. But if this braisa goes like the opinion of the Rabbon, who disagree with Akiva? So they say moicher bain ro moicher, but also it's not possible ha'omre, because the Rabbonon say only moicher who de bain ro moicher, that when one he sells it with a bad eye, he leaves over everything else for himself, only what he actually sells. Avol magdish, but with regards to when one makes something hegdish, when he consecrates something bain yofa magdish, then he is consecrating things with a good eye. So it turns out that even according to the view, to their view, this property is hegdish. Only, even if he only was magdish two trees, and not the way it's explained in Braisa. Elopshita, but we have to say, it's obvious, that this Braisa goes like Rav Shimon. It goes in like Rav Shimon. Because in our Mishnah, we find and Ayin Aleph, Amar Aleph, that he equates the Hegdish to sale with regards that one who sells or is Magdish a field, he does not include with it the pit. So here he's coming to tell us even more that one who is Magdish to trees does not make any karka. It does not include any karka with it. So the Gemara says further, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Shimon who learned this braisa, alibu deman, according to which one of his teachers does he hold? E alibu de Rabbi Akiva, if he goes like the view of Rabbi Akiva, we can't say because of Omar, because we said Rabbi Akiva says, that one who sells with a good eye, v'kol shkei magdish. So definitely he magdish is with a good eye, and therefore the property should have come along just with two trees. Elo pshita, but we have to say it's obvious that the Rabbon Rav Shimon learned this braisa libe the Rabbonon, according to the Rabbonon that holds that one who sells with a bad eye. So although the Rabbonon themselves hold that one who consecrates does it with a good eye, but however, in this aspect, there's a difference. He disagrees because of Rabbon Rav Shimon, and Rav Shimon holds ki heichi de meicher, just like a seller when he sells ba'ayin ro meicher, sells it with a bad eye. So he holds that magdish nami ba'ayin ro magdish, one who makes something hegdish does it with a bad eye, umishayir aro, and he leaves over the field. So what this means is that when a person is magdish two trees, he leaves himself over all the karka, all the earth. And even the earth that's underneath them, he did not include at all in his hekdesh. So what do we see? Evidence from this braisa that we cannot answer, as the Gemara tried to answer before, Anayin Aleph Amid Beis. The question of Rav Huna, that Rav Shimon, who says that charuv and ashikma, nurture from the ground of Hegdish, that he holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that one who consecrate Magdish does it by in Yofa with a good eye, because in this Braisa, it's evidence that he holds like the Rabbonon, that Rabbi Shimon holds like the Rabbonon. So the question returns on Rabbi Huna back to its place. How does Rabbi Huna say that a seller who leaves over for himself trees also leaves over the karka, the earth that they nurture from him? Because according to his words, it turns out that Rabbi Shimon, who equates a magdish, a one who consecrates to one who sells, he holds that even one who consecrates, who makes hegdish, who leaves himself over trees, also leaves over with them the karka for their nourishment. So why did Rabbi Shimon say that the charuv v'shikma that he left over are nurturing from the ground of Hegdash? They are nurturing from his...